This weekend, I got an email with photos from KAXE listener David Harrington, who writes, I listen to you from time to time on KAXE. I don't know if you have ever mentioned it before, but birding in the deer stand can be a whole lot of fun. David sent a photo, which he writes was taken, quote, this morning, my second day of fattening up the chickadees with sunflower seeds. I also got business from nuthatches and gray jays. It was the first gray jays I've seen around our house, 15 miles north of Bemidji, for about 10 years. David continues, anyway, a half cup of seeds goes a long way during a long wait in the deer stand. I actually like to put some out a day or two before I start hunting in order to eliminate the process of the initial lure. On days like yesterday, when I was really dragging in the afternoon and ready to fall asleep in the stand, a few seeds and a few birds, and they won't let you fall asleep. Also, they provide natural movement cover for the hunter who can't sit still. A couple years back, I had one trained so well, or did he have me trained so well, he followed me the half mile back to my car. Of course, I had to stop every 50 yards and give out another seed. My wife couldn't believe it, but the next day when she went out to hunt where I had been, there was the chickadee fluttering all around her and following her to the stand and eventually a handout, end quote. I'm not at all surprised by David's story. I hear from a lot of hunters every year with chickadee stories. He listed some other birds he'd been seeing over his stand the day he wrote, Canada geese, some type of diving duck, probably lesser scaup, about 100 in the flock, golden eyes, ravens, so many voices, bald eagles, and tundra swans. He noted, I can't believe how many swans fly over some days. Today I only heard one flock and haven't had a multi-flock day yet this year. Some days it seems like you can always hear a flock all day long. It's always fun hearing stories about chickadees, and David ended with one of the coolest deer hunter chickadee stories I've ever heard. Quote, a couple years ago, a deer came out, and I raised my gun to shoot it and saw nothing but white in the scope. It seems a chickadee had landed on the gun barrel on its way to the seeds. I got the bird to leave, shot the deer, and the chickadee was back on the barrel within about 5 seconds. If you have fun stories about bird encounters while you're deer hunting, make sure you send them to us. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.